The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 3, Rishabhdev's Appearance in the Womb of Merodevi, the Wife of King Nabi. In this chapter, the spotless character of King Nabi, the oldest son of Agnidra, is described. Wanting to have sons, Maharaj Nabi underwent severe austerities and penances. He performed many sacrifices along with his wife and worshipped Lord Vishnu, master of all sacrifices. Being very kind to his devotees, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was very pleased with the austerities of Maharaj Nabi. He personally appeared before the king in his four-handed feature, and the priests who were performing the sacrifices began to offer their prayers to him. They prayed for a son like the Lord, and Lord Vishnu agreed to take birth in the womb of Merodevi, the wife of King Nabi, and incarnate as King Rishabhdev. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha, Nabir Apatya Kamo Prajaya Merodevya Bhagavantam Yagna Purusham Avahitat Maya Jata. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Shukadeva Goswami said, Nabi, the son of Maharaj Agnidra, Apatyakama, desiring to have sons, Aprajaya, who had not given birth to any children, Marudevya, with Marudevi, Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yagapurusha, Lord Vishnu, the master and enjoyer of all performances of sacrifice, Avahita Atma, with great attention, Ayajata, offered prayers and worshipped. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued to speak. Maharaj Nabi, the son of Agnidra, wished to have sons, and therefore he attentively began to offer prayers and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the master and enjoyer of all sacrifices. Maharaj Nabi's wife, Merodevi, who had not given birth to any children at that time, also worshipped Lord Vishnu along with her husband. Text 2. Tasya he Havaha Shradhaya Visuddha Bhavena Yajata Pravargeshu Chaturastu Davidesha Kala Mantrararvik Dakshina Vidhana Yoga Patataya Duryadag Higamo P. Bhagavan Bhagavata Vatsali Yataya Supratika Atmanam Aparajitam Nijajana Bipretarta Vidhichaya Grihito Hridaya Hridayo Hridayangamam Mano Nayanandana Vayavambiramam Abhichakara. Synonyms. Tasya, when he, Nabi, Havaha, certainly, Shraddhaya with great faith and devotion, Visuddha Bhavena, with a pure, uncontaminated mind, Yajata, was worshipping Pravagareshu, while the fruit of activities called pravargya, pracharatsu, were being performed. Dravya, the ingredients, desha, place, kala, time, mantra, hymns, ritvik, priests conducting the ceremony. Dakshin, gifts to the priests, vidhana, regulative principles, yoga, and of the means, upatya, by the performance, Duradigma, not obtainable, api, although Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavatas Vatsalyatstaya, because of his being very affectionate to his devotee, Supratika, possessing a very beautiful form, Atmanam, himself, Aparajitam, not to be conquered by anyone, Nijajana, of his devotee, Advipretaarta, the desire, Vihitsaya, to fulfill, Grihita Hridaya, his heart being attracted, Hridayangamam, captivating, Mana Nayana Andandana, pleasing to the mind and eyes, Avayava, by the limbs, Abhiramam, beautiful, Abhicharkara, manifested. Translation. In the performance of a sacrifice, there are seven transcendental means to obtain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 1. by sacrificing valuable things or eatables. 2, by acting in terms of place. 3, by acting in terms of time. 4, by offering hymns. 5, by going through the priest. 6, by offering gifts to the priests. And 7, by observing the regulative principles. However, one cannot always obtain the Supreme Lord through this paraphernalia. Nonetheless, the Lord is affectionate to his devotee. Therefore, when Maharaj Nabi, who was a devotee, worshipped and offered prayers to the Lord with great faith and devotion and with a pure, uncontaminated mind, superficially performing some jaga in the line of Pravargya, the kind Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to his affection for his devotees, appeared before King Nabi in his unconquerable and captivating form with four hands. In this way, to fulfill the desire of his devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested himself in his beautiful body before his devotee. This body pleases the mind and eyes of the devotees. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, Bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyas shasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato yakma vishate tadanantaram. Quote, one can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. One can understand and see the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the process of devotional service and not in any other way. Although Maharaj Nabi performed prescribed duties and sacrifices, it should still be considered that the Lord appeared before him not due to his sacrifices, but because of his devotional service. It was for this reason that the Lord agreed to appear before him in his beautiful bodily features. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5:30, the Supreme Lord in his original nature is very beautiful. Vedam kvanantam aravindalalaya taksham barharvatam samasitam buddhasundarangam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, although blackish, is very, very beautiful. Text 3. Atahantam avishkrita bhuja yugala dvayam hiranmayam purusha visesham kap Pisha Kosheyavyam Baradaram Urasi Vilasach Chirvatsa Lala Mam Daravara Vana Ruha Vana Mala Churi Mamrita Mani Gada Dibir Upala Shitam Sputa Kirana Pravara Mukuta Kundala Kataka Kati Sutra Hara Keruri Keyura Nipuradi Anga Bhushana Vibhutsitam Ritvik Sadaisya Griha Patayo Dana Ivotama Danan Upalabhya Sabhahu Manum Arhane Nant Vanata Shishana Upatastu. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter, ha, certainly, tam, him, avikskrita bhuja yugala dvayam, who manifested himself with four arms, hiranmayam, very bright, purusha visesham, the topmost of all living beings, purushottama, kapisha karushaya, abharam dharam, wearing a yellow silk garment, urasi on the chest, vilasat, beautiful, shrivats, called shrivatsa, lalamam, possessing the mark, Daravara, by the conch shell, Vanaruha, lotus flower, Vanamala, garland of forest flowers, Achuri, disc, Amritamani, the Kashtuba jam, Gada Adibi, and by a club and other symbols, Apalakshitam, symptomized, Sputakirana, radiant, Pravara, excellent, Makuta, helmet, Kandala, earrings, Kataka, bracelets, Katishutra, girdle, Hara necklace, Karyura armlets, Nipura and ankle bells, Adi, and so on. Anga of the body, Bashana, with ornaments. Vibhushitam, decorated. Ritvik, the priests. Sadasya, associates. Griha Pataya, and King Nabi, Adana, poor persons, Eva, like. Uttamadanam, a great treasure. Upalabhya, having achieved. Sabahumanam, with great regard. Ahanena, with ingredients for worship, Avanata, bent, Shirsana, with their heads, Upastastu, worshipped. translation. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. He was very bright, and he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body, he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Srivats, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc, and club, and he wore a garland of forest flowers and the Kashtuba gem. He was beautifully decorated with a helmet, earrings, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle bells, and other bodily ornaments bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabi and his priests and associates felt just like poor people who had suddenly attained great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship. Purport. It is distinctly mentioned here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not appear as an ordinary human being. He appeared before King Nabi and his associates as the best of all personalities, Purushottama. As stated in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a living being, but he is the Supreme Living Being. In Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Lord Krishna himself says, Mata Paratanam Nanyat Kinshit Asti Dadanjaya. Quote, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. End quote. No one is more attractive or more authoritative than Lord Krishna. That is one of the differences between God and an ordinary living being. According to this description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings. Consequently, Maharaj Nabi and his priests and associates all offered the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yam Ladva Chaparam Labdham Manyate Nadhikam Tata. That is, quote, upon gaining this, one thinks that there is no greater gain, end quote. When one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, certainly one thinks that he has gained the best of all things. Rasopyasya param dvishadavartate. When one experiences a higher taste, his consciousness is fixed. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 4 through 5. Ritvija Uchu. Arhasi Muhur Ahata Marhanam Ashmakam Anu Patanam Namo Nama Iti Etavat Sad Upashikshitam Ko Rihati Puman Prakriti Guna Vratikara Martir Anisa Ishvarasya Parasya Prakriti Purushayor Arvakantibir Namarupakritibi Rupa Nirupanam Sakala Ganjana Nikaya Virgina Nirasana Chivatama Parava Guna Ganaika Desha Katanad Rite. Synonyms. Ritvijuchu, the priest said, Arhasi, please accept Muhu again and again, Arhatama, O most exalted, worshipable person, Arhanam, offering of worship, Ashmakan, of us, Anupatanam, who are your servants, Nama, respectful obeisances, Nama, respectful obeisances, Iti, thus, Etavat, so far, Sat, by exalted personalities, Upakshik, Sitam, instructed ka, what Arati is able to make, Puman, man, Prakriti of material nature, Guna of the modes, Vyatikara, in the transformations, Mati, whose mind is absorbed, Anisha, who is most incapable, Ishvarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parashya, beyond, Prakriti Purushayo, the jurisdiction of the three modes of material nature, Avarkantabi, one which do not reach up to, or which are of this material world. Namaruta Arkitibi, by names, forms, and qualities, Rupa, of your nature of, or position, Nirupanam, ascertainment, perception, Sakala, are all, Jananikaya, of mankind, Vijina, sinful activities, Nirasana, that which wipe out, Shivatama, most auspicious, Parvara, excellent, Gunagana, of the transcendental qualities, ekadesha, one part, katanat, by speaking, rite, except. Translation: the priests began to offer prayers to the Lord, saying, O most worshipable one, we are simply your servants, although you are full in yourself. Please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again, as instructed by the Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect. But you are above the jurisdiction of all material conceptions. Your name, form, and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances in prayers unto you, the transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Report: the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with material perception. Even the impersonal Shankaracharya says, Narayana Paravyaktat, quote, Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond the material conception, end quote. We cannot concoct the form and attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must simply accept the description given in Vedic literatures about the Lord's form and activities. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5.29, Jintamani prakarasadma shukal pariksha lakshavritesha suribhidarbipaliyantam lakshmi shahasra satasam brahma sevyamanam govindamadi prusham tamam bhajami. Quote, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires, in abodes built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. End quote. We can have some conception of the Absolute Truth, His form and attributes, simply by reading the descriptions given in Vedic literatures and authoritative statements given by exalted personalities like Brahma, Narada, Shukadeva Goswami, and others. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Atashi Krishna Nama Adi Navavid Griyam Indriyai, quote, we cannot conceive the name, form, and qualities of Sri Krishna through our material senses, end quote. Because of this, other names for the Lord are Adhoksaja and Aprakrita, which indicate that He is beyond any material senses. Out of His causeless mercy upon His devotees, the Lord appeared before Maharaj Nabi. Similarly, when we are engaged in the Lord's devotional service, the Lord reveals Himself to us. Seva mukehi jivaido svayam eva smratyada. This is the only way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktimava Bhijananti Nyavanyaschasmitattvata. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. There is no other way. We have to hear from the authorities and from the Shastras and consider the Supreme Lord in terms of their statements. We cannot concoct or imagine forms and attributes of the Lord. Text 6. Parijana Nararaga Virachita Sabala Samshabda Shalila Sita Kshilale Laya Tulashika Durvankurar Api Sambritaya Saparyaya Kila Parama Paritushyasi. Synonyms: Parijana, by your servants, Anuraga, in great ecstasy, Virachita, executed Sabala, with a faltering voice, Shabda, with prayers, Salila, water, Sita Kishalaya, twigs bearing new leaves, Tulashika, tulsi leaves, Durva Ankurai, with newly grown grass, Api also, Sambritaya, performed Samparyaya, by worship, Kila, indeed, Parama, O Supreme Lord, Paritu Shyasi, you become satisfied. Translation: O Supreme Lord, you are full in every respect. You are certainly very satisfied when your devotees offer you prayers with faltering voices and in ecstasy, bring you tulsi leaves, water, twigs bearing new leaves, and newly grown grass. This surely makes you satisfied. Purport: One does not need great wealth, education, or opulence to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is fully absorbed in love and ecstasy, one need only offer a little flower and a little water. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Parachati. Quote, if one offers me, with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 9.26. The Supreme Lord can be pleased only by devotional service, and therefore it is said here that the Lord is surely satisfied by devotion and nothing else. Quoting from the Gautamiya Tantra, the Hari Bhakti Vilas states, Tulasa dala matrena jalasya chulukenava vikrinite svam atmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsala. Quote, see, Krishna, who is very affectionate toward his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers merely a tulsi leaf and a palmful of water. End quote. The Supreme Lord is causelessly merciful upon his devotees, so much so that even the poorest of men can offer him a little water and a flower in devotion and thus please him. This is due to his affectionate dealings with his devotees. Text 7. Atanayapi na bhavata ijayaro barabaraya samuchitam arta ihopalabhamahe. Synonyms. Arta, otherwise, anaya, this, api, even, na, not, bhavata, of your exalted personality, ijaya, by performance of sacrifice, urubara baraya, encumbered by much paraphernalia, samuchitam, required, artam, use, iha, here, upala bhamahe, we can see. Translation. We have engaged in your worship with so many, with many things and offered sacrifices unto you, but we think that there is no need for so many arrangements to please your lordship. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one is offered varied foods but has no appetite, the offering has no value. In a big sacrificial ceremony, there may be many things accumulated to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but if there is no devotion, attachment, or love for the Lord, the arrangement is useless. The Lord is complete in himself, and he does not need anything from us. However, if we offer him a little water, a flower, and a tulsi leaf, he will accept them. Bhakti, devotional service, is the main way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not a question of arranging huge sacrifices. The priests were regretful, thinking that they were not on the path of devotional service, and that their sacrifice was not pleasing to the Lord. Text 8. Atmana evanu savanam anjasavyatirekena babhuyamana shesha purasarta sarupasya kintu nata shisha asasananam etad abhisa samradana matram bhavitam arati. Synonyms. Atmana, self-sufficiently, eva, certainly, anusavanam, at every moment, anjasa, directly, avyatirekena, without stopping, bodhumana, increasing, ashesha, unlimitedly, purusha-artha, the goals of life, svarupasya, your actual identity, kintu, but nata, O Lord, ashesha, benedictions for material enjoyment, asasananam, of us who are always desiring, etat this, abhishamaradana, forgetting your mercy, matram only, bhavitamarati, can be. Translation. All of life's goals and opulences are directly, self-sufficiently, unceasingly, and unlimitedly increasing in you at every moment. Indeed, you are unlimited enjoyment and blissful existence itself. As far as we are concerned, O Lord, we are always after material enjoyment. We do not need all these sacrificial arrangements, but they are meant for us so that we may be benedicted by your lordship. All these sacrifices are performed for our fruitive results, but they are not actually needed by you. Purport. Being self-sufficient, the Supreme Lord does not need huge sacrifices. Fruitive activity is more for a more opulent life is for those who desire such material opulence for their interest. Yagnartat karmano netara lokayam karma bandana. If we do not satisfy the Supreme Lord, we engage in Maya's activities. We may construct a gorgeous temple and spend thousands of dollars, but such a temple is not required by the Lord. The Lord has millions of temples for his residence, and he does not need our attempt. He does not require opulent activity at all. Such engagement is meant for our benefit. If we engage our money in constructing a gorgeous temple, we are freed from the reactions of our endeavors. This is for our benefit. In addition, if we attempt to do something nice for the Supreme Lord, he is pleased with us and gives us his benediction. In conclusion, the gorgeous arrangements are not for the Lord's sake, but for our own. If we somehow or other receive blessings and benedictions from the Lord, our consciousness can be purified, and we can be become eligible to return home back to Godhead. Text 9. Yad atta badisanam svayam atmana shreya param abhidusham parama parama purusha prakarsha kurunaya sva mahimanam chapavarghakyam upalakpayasyan Swayam napachita etetaravad iho palakshita. Synonyms. Tut, that, yata, as, balishanam, of the fools, swayam, by yourself, atmana, own, shreya, welfare, param, ultimate, avidusham, of persons who do not know, parama parama purusha, O Lord of Lords, Prashkara Karunaya, by abundant causeless mercy, Shva Mahimanam, your personal glory, Cha, and Apavarga Akyam, called Apavarga liberation, Upalak Paishyan, desiring to give. So I am personally Na Apachita, not properly worshipped, Eva, although Itaravat, like an ordinary person, Iha, here, Apalakshita, you are present and seen by us. Translation. O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, the process of liberation, but we do not know, actually, the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and to give us the benefit of your personal glory called Apavarga liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Purport. Lord Vishnu was personally present at the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest of his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archaviraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchidananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy comes in a form we can see. We can only see material things like wood and stone, and therefore he accepts a form of wood and stone, and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy, although he has no such interest in such things. In order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act as he does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his causeless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi. Text 10. Atayam eva varahi atat artama Hatama Yahi Bahisha Rajarse Varadarshabo Bhavan Nija Purakshana Vishaya Sit. Synonyms. Ata, then, I am this, Eva, certainly, Vara, benediction, he's indeed, Artatama, O most worshipable of the worshipable, Yahi, because Barhishi in the sacrifice, Rajarshe of King Nabi, Virada Rishabha, of the best of the benefactors, Bhavan, your lordship, Nija Purusha, of your devotees, Ikshana Vishaya, the object of the sight, Asit has become. Translation. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Purport. Nija Purusha Ikshana Vishaya. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Krishna says, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, quote, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him, end quote. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruit of reactions of his own work. and the Lord, within everyone's heart, is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritanaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstarpanartaya svambhavam yugeye. Quote, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I appear myself, millennium after millennium, end quote. Thus, Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not invent himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi was just to please the king and his assistants. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. Text 11. Asanga nishita jananala viduta sesha malanam bhavet swabhavanam atmaramanam muninam anavarata parigunita gunagara gana parama mangalayana gunagana yat katanosi. Synonyms. Asanga, by detachment. Nisita, strengthened. Jnana, by knowledge. Of knowledge. Anala, by the fire. Viduta, removed. Ashesha, unlimited. Malanam, whose dirty things. Balavat Swabhavanam, who have attained your qualities. Atma Aramanam, who are self-satisfied. Muninam, of great sages. Anavarata, incessantly. Parigunita, recounted. Gunagana, O Lord, whose spiritual qualities. Paramamangala, supreme bliss. Ayana, produces. Gunagana Katana, he who chanted of the chanting of whose attributes, Asi, you are. Translation. Dear Lord, all the great sages who are thoughtful and saintly persons incessantly recount your spiritual qualities. These sages have already burned up all the unlimited dirty things and by the fire of knowledge strengthened their detachment from the material world. Thus they have attained your qualities and are self-satisfied. Yet even for those who feel spiritual bliss in chanting your attributes, your personal presence is very rare. Purport. The priests in Maharaj Nabi's sacrificial arena appreciated the personal presence of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and they considered themselves very much obliged. The Lord's appearance is rare, even for great saintly persons who have become completely detached from this material world and whose hearts are clean due to constantly chanting the glories of the Lord. Such people are satisfied by chanting the transcendental qualities of the Lord. The Lord's personal presence is not actually required. The priests are pointing out that the Lord's personal presence is very rare even for such elevated sages, but that he was so kind to them that now he was personally present. Therefore, the priests were very much obliged. Text 12. Atakantanchit shakalana kshutpatana jimbrana durvasanadishu vivasanam na smaranaya jvara marana dasayamapi shakala kashmala nirasanani tabaguna krita namadiyan deyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Synonyms. Ata, still. Katanchit, somehow or other. Skalana, stumbling. Kshut, hunger. Patana, falling down. Jimbana, yawning. Durvrava stana, because of being placed in an undesirable position. Adishu, and so on. Vivashanam, unable. Na, of ourselves. Maranaya, to remember. Jvara, marana dasayam, in the case of having a high fever at the time of death. Api, also. Shakala, all. Kashmala, sins. Nirasanani, which can dispel. Tava, your. Guna, attributes. Krita, activities. Namadienani, names. Vachana gocharani, possible to be uttered. Bhavantu, let them become. Translation. My dear Lord, we may not be able to remember your name, form, and qualities due to stumbling, hunger, falling down, yawning, or being in a miserable disease condition at the time of death when there is a high fever. We therefore pray unto you, O Lord, that for you are very affectionate to your devotees. Please help us remember you and utter your holy names, attributes, and activities, which can dispel all the reactions of our sinful lives. Purport. The real success in life is Antaya Narayana Smriti, remembering the holy name, attributes, activities, and form of the Lord at the time of death. Although we may be engaged in the Lord's devotional service in the temple, material conditions are so tough and inevitable that we may forget the Lord at the time of death due to a disease condition or mental derangement. Therefore, we should pray to the Lord to be able to remember his lotus feet without fail at the time of death when we are in such a precarious condition. In this regard, one may also see Srimad Bhagavatam 6, 2, 9, and 10, and 14 through 15. Text 13. Kinchayam Rajashir Apatya Kama Prajam Bhavadrisham Asanana Asasana Ishwaram Asisam Swarga Pavargayor Api Bhavantam Upadvati Parjavyam Arta Pratyayo Dananam Ivadana Phali Karanam. Synonyms. Kincha, moreover, I am this, Rajarishi, pious king, Nabi, Apatya Kama, desiring offspring, Prajam, a son, Bhavadrishim, exactly like you, Asanana, hoping for, Ajvaram, the supreme controller, Ashisham, of benediction, Svarga Apavargayo, of the heavenly planets and liberation, Api, although, Bhavantam, you, Upadavati, worships, Prajayam, children, Atta, Pratyaya, regarding as the ultimate goal of life, Dhanadam, unto a person who can give immense wealth as charity, eva like Adana, a poor man, Phalikaranam, a little husk. Translation, Dear Lord, here is the great King Nabi, whose ultimate goal in life is to have a son like you. Your Lordship, his position, is like that of a person approaching a very rich man and begging for a little grain. Maharaj Nabi is so desirous of having a son that he is worshipping you for a son, although you can offer him any exalted position, including elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation back to Godhead. Purport. The priests were a little ashamed that King Nabi was performing a great sacrifice just to ask the Lord's benediction for a son. The Lord could offer him promotion to the heavenly planets or the Vaikuntha planets. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to approach the Supreme Lord and ask him for the ultimate benediction. He said, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye. He did not want to ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. Material opulence means riches, a nice family, a good wife, and many followers. But an intelligent devotee doesn't ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. His only prayer is, Mama janmini janmani shvare bhavatad bhakti yohoite kitayi. He wants to be engaged perpetually in the loving service of the Lord. He does not want promotion to the heavenly planets or mukti, liberation from material bondage. If this were the case, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have said, Mama janmini janmani. It doesn't matter to a devotee whether or not he takes birth, life after life, as long as he remains a devotee. Actually, eternal liberty means returning home back to Godhead. A devotee is never concerned about anything material. Although Maharaj Nabi wanted a son like Vishnu, wanting a son like God is also a form of sense gratification. A pure devotee only wants to engage in the Lord's loving service. Text 14. Kova ihate parajito parajitaya maya yana vasita padavyan navrita matir visaya visara yana vrita prakritir anupasita mahach charana. Synonyms. Kava, who is that person, iha, within this material world, te, of your lordship, aparajita, not conquered, aparajitya taya, by the unconquerable mayaya, illusory energy, anavisita padavya, whose path cannot be ascertained, anavritamati, whose intelligence is not bewildered, vishayavisa, of material enjoyment, which is like a poison, raya, by the coarse, anavrita, not covered, prakriti, whose nature, anuprasita, without worshipping, mahacharana, the lotus feet of great devotees. Translation, Dear Lord, unless one worships the lotus feet of great devotees, one will be conquered by the illusory energy and his intelligence will be bewildered. Indeed, who has not been carried away by the waves of material enjoyment, which are like poison? Your illusory energy is unconquerable. No one can see the path of this material energy or tell how it is working. Purport. Maharaj Nabi was inclined to performing great sacrifices for begetting a son. The son might be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but such a material desire, be it great or insignificant, is brought about by the influence of Maya. A devotee does not at all desire anything for sense gratification. Devotion is therefore explained as devoid of material desires. Anya bilashita shunya. Everyone is subjected to the influence of Maya and is entangled in all kinds of material desire, and Maharaj Nabi was no exception. Freedom from Maya's influence is possible when one engages in the service of the great devotees, Mahaj Charana Seva. Without worshipping the lotus feet of a great devotee, one cannot be freed from Maya's influence. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Parichakeba. One who has been freed from Maya's clutches without serving the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, end quote. Maya is aparajita, and her influences are also aparajita. This is as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Daivyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dharatya. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, end quote. Only a devotee can surpass Maya's great influence. There was no fault in Maharaj Nabi's part that he wanted a son. He wanted a son like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the best of all sons. By the association of the Lord's devotee, one no longer desires material opulence. This is confirmed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 2254. Sarasanga, Sarasanga, Savasashti Khoi. Blavamata, Sarasanga, Savasiddhi Hoi. And Marat Kripa Vina Kone, Karmi Bhakti Naya. Krishna Bhakti Dari Rahu Samsara Nahi Kachaya. If one is serious about escaping Maya's influence and returning home back to Godhead, one must associate with a sadhu, devotee. That is a verdict of all scriptures. By the slight association of devotee, one can be freed from the clutches of Maya. Without the mercy of the pure devotee, one cannot get freedom by any means. Certainly, a pure devotee's association is necessary in order to obtain the loving service of the Lord. One cannot be free from Maya's clutches without sadhu sangha, the benediction of a great devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.32, Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisham matis tavad ur karman grim, spasati atar topagamo yadarta, mahiyasam Pado Rajo Bishekam, Niskinchananam Navridnita Vyavat. One cannot become the Lord's pure devotee without taking the dust of the great devotee on his head. Pada Rajo Bishekam. A pure devotee is Niskinchana. He has no material desire to enjoy the material world. One has to take shelter of such a pure devotee in order to attain his qualities. The pure devotee is always free from the clutches of Maya and her influence. Text 15. Yad u ha tavait yavat vavaitava punar arabha katar iha samahutas tatarta diam madanam nastadyad deva halanam deva davarhasi samyena sarvan prativodum avidusham. Synonyms. Yet, because uhat bhava, indeed, tava, your puna, again, adabriha karta, O Lord, who perform many activities, iha, here, in this arena of sacrifice, samahuta, invited, tatra, therefore, atadiyam, who aspire to fulfill material desires, madanam, not very intelligent, na avas, tat, that, yet, which, deva halanam, disrespect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Deva Deva, Lord of Lords, Aharashi, please, Samyena, because of your equipoise position, Sarvan, everything, Prativodum, tolerate, Avidusham, of us who are all ignorant. Translation. O Lord, you perform many wonderful activities. Our only aim was to acquire a son by performing this great sacrifice. Therefore, our intelligence is not very sharp. We are not experienced in ascertaining life's goal. By inviting you to this negligible sacrifice for some material motive, we have certainly committed a great offense at your lotus feet. Therefore, O Lord of Lords, please excuse our offense because of your causeless mercy and equal mind. Purport. The priests were certainly unhappy to have called the Supreme Lord from Vaikuntha for such an insignificant reason. A pure devotee never wants to see the Lord unnecessarily. The Lord is engaged in various activities, and the pure devotee does not want to see him whimsically for his own sense gratification. The pure devotee simply depends on the Lord's mercy, and when the Lord is pleased, he can see him face to face. The Lord is unseen, even by demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. By calling on the Supreme Lord, the priests of Nabi Maharaj prove themselves unintelligent. Nonetheless, the Lord came out of his causeless mercy. All of them, therefore, wanted to be excused by the Lord. Worship of the Supreme Lord for material gain is not approved by authorities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Chaturvida bhajanti mam jana sakritano chuna ato dinashur artarti jana cha bharatarsabha. Quote, "O best among the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me, the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the absolute," end quote. Initiation into bhakti begins when one is in a distressed condition or in want of money, or when one is inquisitive to understand the absolute truth. Nonetheless, people who approach the Supreme Lord in this way are not actually devotees. They are accepted as pious, Sukritana, due to their inquiring about the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not knowing the various activities and engagements of the Lord, such people unnecessarily disturb the Lord for material gain. However, the Lord is so kind that even though disturbed, he fulfills the desires of such beggars. The pure devotee is Anyabhilasita Shunya. He has no motive behind his worship. He is not conducted by the influence of Maya in the form of karma or gyan. The pure devotee is always prepared to execute the order of the Lord without personal consideration. The Ritvija, the priests at the sacrifice, knew very well the distinction between karma and bhakti, and because they considered themselves under the influence of karma, fruit of activity, they begged the Lord's pardon. They knew that the Lord had been invited to come for some paltry reason. Text 16. Sri Shuka Vacha, Iti Nigidena Bastu Yamano Bhagavan Anmi Sarsabo Varsha Dara Bivadita Bivandita Charad Sadayam Idam Haha. Synonyms. Sri Shukavacha, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Iti, thus, Nigadena, by prayers and prose, Abhidistu Mayamana, being worshipped, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Animisa Rishabha, the chief of all the demigods, Varsha Adara, the king, by King Nabi, the emperor of Bhartvarsh, Abhivadita, worshipped, Abhivandita, were bowed down to Charana, whose feet, Sadayam, kindly, Idam, this, Aha, said. Translation. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, the priests, who were even worshipped by King Nabi, the emperor of Bhartvarsh, offered prayers in prose, generally they were in poetry, and bowed down at the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord of Lords, the ruler of the demigods, was very pleased with them, and he began to speak as follows. Text 17. Shri Bhagavan Avacha. Ato bhadat tam rishaya bhavadbir evita girbir varam asulabham abhiyachito yad amushyatmajo maya sadrisho buyad iti mamaham eva birupa kvalyad atapi brahmavado namrisha bhavitum arharsi arhati mamaiva himukam yadvija devakulam. Synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Avacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, Aho, alas, bhata, certainly I am pleased. Aham, I, Rishaya, O great sages, bhavadbi, by you, atvita girbi, those words are all true, varam, for a benediction, asulabham, very difficult to achieve, abhiyachita, have been requested, yet that amusya of King Nabi, atmaja, a son, mayad sadrisha, like me, buyat, there may be, ita, thus, mama, my, aham, I, eva, only, abhirupa, equal, kavalyat, because of being without a second, atapi, nevertheless, brahmavada, the words spoken by exalted brahmanas, na, not mrisha, false, bhavitum, to become, arhati, at, mama, my, eva, certainly, he, because mukham, mouth, yet that, diva deva kulam, the class of pure brahmanas. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, O great sages, I am certainly very pleased with your prayers. You are all truthful. You have prayed for the benediction of a son like me, for King Nabi. But this is very difficult to obtain, since I am the Supreme Person without a second, and since no one is equal to me, another personality like me is not possible to find. In any case, because you are all qualified brahmanas, your vibrations should not prove untrue. I consider the brahmanas who are well qualified with brahminical qualities to be good as my own mouth. Purport. The words avitata girbi means, quote, they whose spoken vibrations cannot be nullified, end quote. The brahmanas, dvija, the twice-born, are given a chance by the shastric regulations to become almost as powerful as the Supreme Lord. Whatever a brahmana speaks cannot be nullified or changed in any circumstance. According to the Vedic injunctions, a brahmana is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in all rituals, a brahmana is offered food, brahmana bhojana, because when a brahmana eats, it is considered that the Supreme Lord himself eats. Similarly, whatever a brahmana speaks cannot be changed. It must act. The learned sages who were priests at Maharaj Nabi's sacrifice were not only brahmanas, but were so qualified that they were like devas, demigods, or God himself. If this were not the case, how could they invite Lord Vishnu to come to the sacrificial arena? God is one, and God does not belong to this or that religion. In Kali Yuga, different religious sects consider their God to be different from the God of others, but that is not possible. God is one, and he is appreciated according to the different angles of vision. In this verse, the word kavaliyat means that God has no competitor. There is only one God. In Nishvaita Sotara Upanishad 6.8 is said, Na tat samas chabyadikas cha drisyate, quote, no one is found to be equal to him or greater than him, end quote. That is the definition of God. Text 18. Tata agni dire mrisha kalayava tarishyami atmatulyam anapula brahmana. Synonyms. Tata, therefore, agni dire. In the wife of Nabi, the son of Agnidra, amsa kalaya, by an expansion of my personal form, avantarishyami, I shall invent myself atmatulyam, my equal, Anupala Brahmana, not finding. Translation. Since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion and thus invent myself in the womb of Merodevi, the wife of Maharaj Nabi, the son of Agnidra. Purport. This is an example of the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is one without a second, he expands himself by svamsa, his personal expansion, and sometimes by vibhinamsa, or his separated expansion. Lord Vishnu herein agrees to send his personal expansion as the son of Merodevi, the wife of Maharaj Nabi, who is the son of Agnidra. The Vija, the priests, knew that God is one, yet they prayed for the Supreme Lord to become the son of Maharaj Nabi to let the world know that the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is one without a second. When he incarnates, he expands himself in different potencies. Text 19. Sri Shuka Vacha, iti nisamyamantya merodevya patim abdi dayantar dade bhagavan. Synonym, Sri Sukhavacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, iti thus, Nisamayantya, who was listening, Merodevaya, in the presence of Merodevi, Patim, unto her husband, Abhidaya, having spoken, Antardade, disappeared, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabi, Queen Merodevi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. Purport. According to Vedic injunctions, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatniko dharman acharet. Religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nabi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. Text 20. Barhishi tasmin eva vishnudatta bhagavan Parameshi bi prasadito nabhe priya chakirsaya tad avicho danie meridaviam darman dam darsayitu kamo vatarasananam shramananam rishinam urdva mantinam sukaila tanu vavatatara. Synonyms: Barhasi, Abarhisi, in the arena of sacrifice, tasmin, that, eva, in this way, Vishnu dat, O Maharaj Prakrit, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parama Rishibi, by the great sage Rishis, Prasidita, being pleased, Nabi Priya Chikirsaya, to please King Nabi, Tat Avaro Danayane, in his wife, Mirudeviam, Mirudevi, Dharman, the principles of religion, Darshayitu Kama, desiring to exhibit how to perform Vatarasanam, of the sannyasis who have almost no cloth, Shramananam, of the Vanaprastas, Rishinam, of the great sages, Urdhva Martinam, of the Brahmacharis, Shuklaya Tanuva, in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature, Avatatara, appeared as an incarnation. Translation: O Vishnudat, Maharaj Prakrit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased by the great sages at that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles as observed by brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprastas, and grihastas engaged in rituals, and also satisfy Maharaj Nabi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Mahadevi in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. Purport: when the Lord appears or descends as an incarnation within this material world, he does not accept a body made of the three modes of material nature, sattvagun, rajagun, or tamagun. Mayavadi philosophers say that the impersonal God appears in this material world by accepting a body in the sattvagun. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur states that the word shukla means, quote, consisting of sudasattva, end quote. Lord Vishnu descends in his Shuddha-sattva form. Shuddha-sattva refers to the sattva-gun, which is never contaminated. In this material world, even the mode of goodness, sattva-gun, is contaminated by tinges of rajagun and tamagun. When sattva-gun is never contaminated by rajagun and tamagun, it is called Shuddha-sattva. Sattvam visuddham vasudeva sabditam. Srimad Bhagavatam 4.3.23. That is the platform of Vasudeva, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, can be experienced. In Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Sri Krishna himself says, Yada yada hidharmasya glani bhaviti bharata bhutanam madharmasya tatmanam shijamyaham. Quote, whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, so descended a Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. End quote. Unlike ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appears Dharmon darshayita yitu kama, just to show how to execute the functions of a human being. The word dharma is meant for human beings and is never used in connection with beings inferior to human beings, such as animals. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. Actually, dharma cannot be made by man. Dharma tu shakshat bhagavat panitam, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.19. Dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as the law is given by the state government. Man-made dharma has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to man-made dharma as Kaitava dharma, cheating religion. The Supreme Lord sends an avatar, incarnation, to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are bhakti marg. As the Supreme Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Prajaja Mamekam Sharanambraja, the son of Maharaj Nabi Rishabdev appeared on this earth to preach the principles of religion. That will be explained in the fifth chapter of this fifth canto. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Rishabdev's Appearance in the Womb of Mirudevi, the Wife of King Nabi.